News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
And Alan O'Reilly is with us from Carlow Weather. And what he's not here to talk about is the promise of 30 degree weather, but it's too good to pass up. Is it going to happen, Alan? Are we going to see 30 degrees?
We might well see it in the east, but 10 degrees less in the west. So it depends on where you're tuning in from this morning. But if we did manage to break 30 degrees, Anton, it will be the first time that 4 months of the year have recorded 30 degrees, because already this year it was the first time 3 months of the year saw 30 degrees, with May, June and July. So it would be a remarkable feat if we hit it again.
The first time going back as far as weather records have been kept?
Yes, correct.
Wow. Now, the reason you are here is because there is a solar eclipse on this evening, which nobody has spoken about at all so far. This solar eclipse, according to the app on my phone, I'm going to be able to see it from my house, which means I'll have my phone. But what about everybody else?
Yes, cloud cover is going to vary a lot. And people that are really into this, that have been waiting for this day for maybe months and years, have been planning to head to certain locations, but they need to look at the cloud forecast and they need to probably keep a close eye on the satellite images as we go through today, because there is going to be some cloud around, especially in the southwest, which from a point of view of the percentage of, you know, eclipse is the highest. But there is a risk of cloud, especially in the southwest. The east and the southeast does look the best location in terms of clear skies. Now, we have to remember, Anton, you don't look directly at the sun unless you have the special glasses, because it's not safe. But if you do have the right equipment and you do want to see this in all its glory, then at the moment, the east and the southeast is probably the best chance of having cloud free. But there is other areas of the country that are going to have breaks in the cloud. So it might come and it might go.
Now, you mentioned the amount of effort that people are going to. There's a newspapers today detailing the kind of expense that people are putting in. One group in Mallorca chartering a private yacht for €15,000. Another saying that they got a 54-foot Jano and skipper for €6,000 just for the afternoon to go and look at this. So are you suggesting then that if you are going to travel within the country, the way to do it is watch the radar movement of cloud and try to predict where it will have passed and go there?
Yes, exactly. Keep an eye on the satellite images. I'll be sharing them on my social media as well, but you can look at them on the MetAirn site. And a lot of apps, if you look at the satellite image, they have the cloud cover. They show it to you in real time almost, or maybe 15 minutes behind. But cloud will, like, there's a lot of cloud around this morning. There's even some showers. Cloud will break up as we go through the afternoon. So don't panic and don't jump in the car this morning and start driving 4 or 5 hours, because you may only have to move maybe, you know, an hour's drive to be able to capture it. But do keep a close eye on the satellite image. And while we won't have, you know, obviously full eclipse, it will still be a remarkable, setting in terms of seeing that moon cross in front of the sun. But those in Mallorca are going to get totality. So they are going to be put into darkness, as they say.
Alan, thank you very much. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.